Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Monstrous Monday. Please let me say it again. Monstrous Monday. DJ Liddy Lit, known as Miss Unbelievable. What's going down? How was your weekend? I want to wrap up. I want to know. Hit me up, 563-999-3411. Press 1. I want to know what y'all did this weekend. Was it fun? I know in some places I heard it was hot, hot. I know in some places, places are getting shut down because the coronavirus is on round two. Y'all thought it was gone. Nah, it just started. It just started. It said, I'm back, bitches. I'm back. So if y'all fighting against it, I advise y'all to listen. Once this second round go, there'll probably be a third and a fourth. But this second go around, y'all need to do what y'all supposed to do. But anyway, this is a night where, you know, like I said, we do the weekend updates. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Known as the gossip lifestyle. What's going down in your city? I'll let you know what's going down in my city. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened over the weekend in my city. I'll get to it. Nothing but to do it. But yesterday we had our first inspirational Sunday. And the instructions was, and we're going to just do it all week long, is to do affirmations, affirmation words, and affirmation statements. So this is what you were supposed to say today. Repeat after me. Today, I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. I'll say it again. Instructions was to affirm yourself every morning, and this was the affirmation statement that the Monstar meme is unbelievable chose for you guys. Today, I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. The affirmation word is promise. Affirmation means promise to yourself, all right? So with that, I'm going to play that Black Eyed Peas dopeness, because guess what? We dope, y'all. If you don't know, if ain't nobody told you, I'm affirming you today. You dope, yo. Let's get it. Let's go. My story is Monday. Weekend updates and more. What? I'm so super dope. Let's go. Hey. So is you.
We live and direct.
You catch me.
From
we
that
live, y'all.
Space,
hey,
space.
Hey.
Invading your space.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope.
I'm doper than the dope bar. Make a lot of dope, call me dope bar. Rockin' ass Saint Laurent coat bar. Control the whole game, remote bar. Motherfucker, I'm a superstar. Shine so bright like a quasar. Stay on point like a laser. Well, they got so much flavor. Wanna know about me, go to Ricky Wicky. I'm a time bomb by the ticky ticky. See me on top on the tippy tippy. Only fly chickens, I'm picky picky. So ill, I'm sippy sippy. Yeah, got the liquor, you can sippy sippy. We love it long time, no quicky quicky. Not a girl on my dang dang diggy diggy.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope.
I knock them out the box, boy. I ain't something you can stop, boy. I'm on fire, yeah, I'm hot, boy. And I'm not flavor that you're not, boy. I got them sweating like a fat man. I'm all up in your head like a CAT scan. Delete them and throw them in the trash can. Attack them with the boom bap original rap, man.
I'm the cream of the crop, boy. Supreme cause I'm sitting on top, boy. I make it crack cause I rock, boy. Concept means it's trap, don't stop, boy. I kill the game and the coaches. Spray lead, now they running like roaches. Dead press, now here come the vultures. Make bread, cause I'm coming with that dope.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope.
Body blow. Body block, hit the floor, fight over, ring the bell, baby, dee 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 dee, TKO, comatose, adios, slow motion on your motherfucker. Superman, super gun, make him run, shoot him down with the wiki wiki, bang 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 bang, automatic, now your body looking polka dotted, blood splattered when I hit you with that. Whiplash, get the cash, get the ching ching, get the gold, get the jewels, get the bling 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 bling, get the money, get the cash, get the dough, 10 hundred 20s, baby, get the. Dollar sign, dollar sign. On the brain, on the mental. Got money on my mama, my mind. Make them stop. Hammer time, hustle time. Keep on hustling.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm cool for I'm doper than a dog game, making more money than a dog man. You see me double fisting, holding champagne. Got turned up till I had no brain. Motherfucker, I'm a rock star. In a G6, eating up the caviar. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. I be on my hustle, getting busy, busy. Tokyo to Brussels got me dizzy, dizzy. Travel around the world like we're itchy, itchy. Hit me on the phone, I say mochi, mochi. I keep the 100, never 50-50. I keep the hip-hop, never hippie-hippie. I don't let the cocoa, no sippy-sippy. I got soul, cause soul is my shit-sick.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super-duper-duper-dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super-duper-duper-dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super-dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super-dope.
Yeah, are you dope? Doper than a dope boy? Yeah. All right, y'all. We got a lot to go over because the weekend was popping. I don't know about y'all, but the weekend was going down. Breaking news, though. Decatur, DeKalb in Atlanta announces they will begin the school year on August 17th with 100% virtual learning. They intend to reevaluate each month to see if the risk of exposure to COVID-19 goes down. So, Atlanta and DeKalb County, you guys are still doing district learning. That means y'all are still in the house. That means parents, your kids, is still with y'all. I do believe California is not going to open up their schools just yet. And we won't know in Minneapolis until 27th. I know that New York is saying that they are not opening up theirs. So I don't know what that means for others, but for some, that means that your kids are at home. And they're saying that the coronavirus is definitely like every day there is either two deaths or more. People are getting more tests. People are getting tested. So Russell Westbrook tested positive for COVID-19. He said, take this virus seriously. He said he had COVID-19. He's urging everyone to take this pandemic seriously and mask up. He said, be safe. The Houston Rockets says he was feeling well after his diagnosis, but he is currently under quarantine and has yet to join his teammates. Russ says he tested positive prior to the Rockets taking off the NBA start, but he adds he's hopeful to join his squad. He thanks everybody. Russ was the latest, along with everybody, Kevin Durant, Jabari Parker, Spencer Dinwiddie. They all have contracted the virus since March. The NBA is still pushing forward with rebooting the season. Nonetheless, dozens of safety protocols are in place. Florida, one of the states that reporting 15,300 new cases, 15,300 new cases on Sunday, breaking state and U.S. records for a single day case, 15,300. So far, the state has reported than 269,000 cases since the pandemic began just a few months ago. Now, see, I know you guys are hearing me say these huge numbers. They are huge, but that doesn't mean that they're all sick and they're going to die. It's just them saying that this pandemic, this virus, is still virtually, it's still virtually deadly, but they're just collecting data. They're collecting numbers to see how they definitely can handle the situations moving forward. Because if you don't get a correct and accurate number, and I know people are like, oh, they're just bluffing the numbers, they're just adding to the numbers. I don't care what they're doing to the numbers. The virus is still out there, and it's still among us, and it's still causing some issues. So I would tell you guys to take it serious. Don't look at it like, it's not going to happen to me, because guess what? It can and will happen to you. So Kanye West also said that he had COVID-19. Kanye West, he's in the headlines, as you know, and he's definitely in for his bid. He's running for presidency in 2020. And we have, I'll talk to you guys later, but he has people that is definitely supporting him in this bid to for presidency. But he said he had COVID-19 experience back in February. He put down his MAG hat and his dislike of Joe Biden. He described how he felt about battling the virus, chills, shaking in bed, hot showers, looking at videos, how he was supposed to get over. He was quarantined. A number of rappers, including Meek Mill, Styles P, also described COVID-like symptoms because the virus was prominent. Kanye, I don't know if you guys remember, and I talked about this last week, that in 2015, Kanye West received the Video Vanguard Award instead of following the traditional winners, thank you for who, he said he was announcing presidency, and guess what, he sure did. And like I said, we have some news that people are following him. This man, Joe Biden, said, if you don't vote for me, then you are not black. Here's a black guy, and so Kanye is the black guy that they're choosing, maybe not to represent, but he is a black guy. Now, I know I was saying how I felt about Kanye West running. I personally is not a fan, but hey, it is what it is. Moving on. And that's all I'm going to say. It is what it is. Now, remember, you guys, everybody has their commentary about what's going on. But we here at the Monstars, DJ Monster, Jazzy B, we just have a different way of saying how we feel about the commentary, how we feel about folks. And our commentary may be a little different. It may be controversial. It may be a little petty and maybe a little disrespectful, but not hurtful. We're here to uplift and inspire, but some of the things that people do is bullshit, and I'm just going to put it out there, and that's how I feel. If you do not like what we say or do here at Monsters Radio Podcast, you could call this number, 1-800. You got it? 1-800. These nuts. All right, here's Sierra Set. Cause I got my set, you got your set, and then we'll come back with more who's whooping, who's getting fat, y'all. I'm telling you, there's a lot today. But here's Sierra Set, and I may throw in some Kanye West, Gold Digger. Why? Cause that's when I thought he was hot. His music now, not a fan, but it is what it is. Here we go, Sierra Set, DJ Liddy Led, Monsters Monday. Yeah, y'all call in, tell me what y'all did this weekend. I want to know. 563-999-3411. Let me know. Dang. Call in. Hang with your girl.
All I know is hustle.
Because I wear my set.
I put that on my set. The hustle till I pass out. Treat all my shoe boxes like the bank now. Guess you can say that I'm the man. Wow. On that big boss level, and I put that on my set. On my set, on my, on my, on my set. He said, on my set, on my, on my, on my set. He said, on my set, on my, on my, on my set. He said, on my set, on my, on my, on my set. He said, I can smell your hate from about a mile away. You're mad that I just won't come down. Yeah, I can see the look that's written on your face. Wonder how I still fit this ground. You hate me, but you watching though. I guess you're kind of mad that I'm unstoppable. I got guess you can say that I'm the man. On that big boss level, and I put that on my set, on my set, on my, on my, on my set, we set, on my set, on my, on my, on my set, we set, on my set, on my, on my, on my set, we set, on my set, on my, on my, on my set, we set.
She take my money, well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time, that digs on me. She give me money.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
She give me money.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Five girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My tiger told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to show biz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, Get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week it's a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's balling, and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
Mexicano, working like a Mexicano. New persona, we're moving off from Ferragamo. Get the llama, I party with the real Madonna. Beat the odds, do numbers, and remain humble. Top tie punches, I'm so used to this. Fucking up the pay, I'm not so used to this. I know where I'm from, but I got used to this. Mansion in the hills, I got used to this. Shake up booty bitches, I got used to this. This ice blood in my wrist, I done got used to this. Chopper kind of bitches, I got all kind of plays. Selling dope all my life, I can't do minimum wage. Daddy, daddy, money, I got used to this. I give you my whole heart till it ain't nothing to give. You know how far we came if you know where we been. How many niggas you know can happen to be? Be honest to yourself, don't you never pretend. Don't never play yourself, know when it all begins. I had put my back against the wall. And what? Tell me that I don't deserve to fall. Mexicano, I'm working like a Mexicano. New persona, I'm moving on from Ferragamo. Get the llama, I party with the real Madonna. Beat the odds, do numbers, and remain humble. Top time punches, I'm so used to this. Fucking at the pound, I'm so used to this. I know where I'm from, but I got used to this. Mansion in the hills, I got used to this.
Lambo come alive, man, I'm used to this. No one looks surprised, cause we used to this. I'ma make sure that we get used to this. Treat my brother's kids like they one of my kids. Never looking back on it, we did what we did. Could never find a time for the people I miss. Thought they had my back against the wall. Tell me that I don't deserve a ball. Well then tell me who deserve it. Eyes get low, but I'm still observing. I see you lurking. Never see me out in person, I'm always working. Money on your head if you make a nigga nervous. Never made a move out here unless I was certain. Tatted on me, but the shit is deeper than the surface. I'm with everyone that I was here with in the first place. Making sure that they all good before they close the curtain.
Mexicano, I'm working like a Mexicano. New persona, I'm moving on from Ferragamo. Get the llama, I party with the real Madonna. Beat the odds, do numbers, and remain humble. Top time punches, I'm so used to this. Fucking at the pound, I'm so used to this. I know where I'm from, but I got used to this. Mansion in the hills, I got used to this.
What up, what up? We got one of the monsters here, DJ E-Monster. What a do!
Hi, my name is Dave.
It's who?
Hi, my name is Dave.
Dad?
Dave?
Dave. Hi, Dave. How are you, sir?
How are you? Are you making fun of me,
awesome.
Ma'am?
Why? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? No, no.
Are you
no.
making
Not
fun
making
of me,
fun.
Ma'am?
Sure. I am. And what are you going to do about it? I said, what are you going to do about it?
You would just ruin my little dream. I'm trying to have fun, and you would just throw a whole wrench in my whole little program. Anyways, hello, everybody. I can't even come in disguise and shit. I mean, damn, like...
You need to send that memo. I'm going to come in disguise.
Really?
Play
How
with
you
going
to send it out? I'm going to come in disguise. That's like sending a note ahead of time. Yes, I'm coming in to rob your bank. I'm going to have on a red bandana over my face, and I'm going to have a Versace hat on when I come in at noon to actually rob you. I'm just saying, man. The fuck.
What's going down with
you? I'm pulling it together. I'm trying to be monsters with y'all on a Monday. But as y'all know, I work hard on the weekend. You dig?
I work hard for my money. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord. See, I did not get up for this shit. I did not come here for this.
So hard for it, honey. Okay, go ahead. My bad. I'm
Okay. Did you already get to what you call it? Let's see. What? Entertainment news.
Where am I at?
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, we in there. We doing a little bit at a time, you know. We do a little bit here, a little bit there. Do a play some music a little bit here, a little bit there. But, yeah, we in it.
We all up
in it. So we just got through talking about Kanye West and some other people who had the COVID. We just mentioned that DeKalb County in Georgia, their schools is 100% virtual. I do believe California is still going to be virtual. And Westbrook had the coronavirus, and Kanye West was saying how he had the coronavirus, and we were just talking about, you know, him running for office. Well, he has someone who's backing him up for running for president. And the person who is backing him up is Chance the Rapper. It's throwing his support behind Kanye West as the next president. Okay, well, are we scraping? Are we smart? What are we doing over there, sir?
You can hear that?
Absolutely. What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we rolling up?
Oh,
are we rolling up and not sharing? Is that what we're doing?
No, no. Don't try to incriminate me. No, I'm not. I'm cleaning up, damn it. That's what I'm doing.
Well,
God damn it.
Sit your ass down. That shit's noisy as hell.
Sorry.
Sound like you're scraping up some weed and you wasn't trying to pass it, y'all. That's what he was
doing.
No, I'm
not. I'm not. I'm cleaning. Stop incriminating me. CBD. It's CBD.
CBD. Okay. He's throwing, Chance the Rapper is throwing his support behind Kanye West as the next president of the United States. The 27-year-old rapper took to Twitter to share Kanye's new song and retweeted, y'all trying to convince me to vote for Biden, shaking my motherfucking head. When the tweet got some attention, Chance the Rapper added, are you more pro-Biden or anti-Yee? And why? I get that you want to reply that you're just trying to get Trump out, but in this scenario where you're replacing Trump, can someone explain why Joe Biden would be better? I finally got the answer now. I understand y'all trust Biden more than y'all trust Yee. I think I understand why. I just don't feel the same way, he added. Then after he started trending, he said, I didn't plan on trending today, but I would like this opportunity to say all these apologies and accountabilities going around the city of Chicago and the city police department should finally admit to and announce the assassination of Fran Hampton. Kanye made his big president announcement last week, and you can find more about how he feels about abortions, vaccinations, and more. So, I mean, like I said, first of all, what do you think? I mean, I have my thoughts on that. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I vote for Chance the Rapper before I vote for Kanye. I'm just saying, player, I understand where you're coming from, but no, I'm not in this. I guess, yeah, I'm not in this lesser of two evils type thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not really for the Biden. I got my own reasons. Like, one, like, you can't chase my vote and then not address me as a man. You understand me? Like, I'm not rooting for anybody. But I'm just saying, when you got people who call themselves your friend and they address you, you talking about it ain't nothing racial, but they address you as a color instead of a man. Talking about the black vote, okay, you're not even acknowledging us as a people. You just saying the black vote. You're calling me a color. I can't rock with that. It is what it is. But at the same note, Kanye, I don't think he's mentally stable to be a damn president. The fuck? He can't even be mentally stable to sit on the side of the stage while Jay-Z and Beyonce get awards. He's going to jump up and Taylor Swift's spot. I'm just saying. I don't know if I can rock with that. He's going to have to show me something a little more. I'm just saying, from what I've been saying, nah, I listen to your rap songs, bruh. Nah, that's not presidential. Nah.
Right.
Nah. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm with you. I like you, Chance. But now you're treading. You're treading now. I'd rather vote for you before Yeezy. I understand. That's your boy. That's what I'm thinking. He's just trying to stand out and, you know, support a brother, you know, and sometimes that's what we got to do. That's why I don't really come out publicly and be like, hell no. But if you're going to ask me, I'm going to tell you, hell no. No, I can't see it. You have to convince me. Somebody need to have call us up, 563-999-3411, and tell us why Kanye is such a good person to run. What makes him qualified to run for the presidency? Why can't we find somebody else? We just got to settle with Kanye. Let's go get Chuck D, motherfucker. Let's go find him then. Let's go get somebody else. You know what I mean? We got so many other people we could use. You know? Let's get what's the name from here? Our attorney governor?
Keith
the
Ellison.
Brother. Yeah, Ellison.
Keith
Let's go with Keith then. Yeah, I'd rather vote for Keith. Give me that, because he's president coming out in his inaugural saying gold digger.
I just played that.
No, man.
I just played that.
My bad. Fucking it up, man. I see. Told you I was tired, man.
No.
I'm tired.
No, because it makes sense. Like, for real, it makes sense. Okay, ask yourself. Okay, first of all, I don't like Biden. I don't like Trump. And I don't like Kanye. I'm just going to put mine out there. So I don't know who the hell I'm going to vote. I want to put other and put my damn name on there. Okay. Because, okay, this is my stance. I feel Kanye's running because of you don't like Trump, who's honest in your face and who he is. He tells us who he is. I have accepted who he is, and that's that. Well, Biden to me hides his shit. His stance isn't open enough for me. I think he's sneaky. I think he has his own hidden agendas that are not for the brown and the black vote. Okay, because like you said, he doesn't see us as people. He sees us as his vote and his ticket, his final ticket in. I don't see him with a stance that's going to say, you're going to help me out. I think Kanye just put himself in the running because he was like, well, if neither one of y'all, don't nobody like neither one of y'all, maybe they may like me. Maybe they'll give it to me. Maybe they'll give me an opportunity. Maybe I can finally have my wife show you that she can run the city, country, because that's who's going to run it. It's going to be Kim K. You know, it's going to be Kim K. Kim K is going to be president. Okay, she is the brains behind Kanye. Okay,
and do we want that to be our first lady? You want to be able to look up our first lady on Pornhub and see her nipples and jangles, her jangles. I'm just saying.
She's not the first one. You know how many people have been in who got their boobs? Only one whose boobs and stuff have not been out was Michelle Obama's. And I think Hillary Clinton's, because don't nobody want to see that shit. Okay?
Wait a minute. Are you saying some of the other, what you call it, they got like porn movies and shit? Is that
some
what you're saying?
Other,
first lady?
Some of the other first ladies did like,
Barbara
who was
Bush?
That? What was it? Playboy and some other stuff. They just ain't showing it. They're not going to put their wives out there like that. Come on, people have stuff in their closet that they did back in the day that they ain't shaming them for.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? Kim K is smart. I think she'll be able to bring an economic stimulus package together that we'll be surprised because she no money.
She gonna stimulus. So, she got some stimulus. I tell you that.
She sure
does. On the backside.
But like I said, what has whatever Melania done, we ain't heard from her. So what I'm saying is anybody besides these three, but if I had to choose, I won't choose neither one. Neither one, at least if I vote for Trump, I know what the hell I'm getting. I'm getting an asshole because his stripes hasn't changed. He hasn't changed for anybody. He has no loyalty to anyone, and I can respect that. Biden, I don't know who his loyalty is to. Himself, as the same as Trump. And Kanye, like you said, he's mentally unstable, but so is those two. I don't even think Biden can live his 4 years. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think somebody else needs to put themselves in the ring. Just throw themselves in.
I mean,
in.
What did Biden do? What did Biden do? What did Biden do? I don't know if Oprah's the best choice, but what did Biden do while he was vice president? I'm not even going to say for us, the vote he's going after. What did he personally do for us? I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just asking, what did he do for us? And then, or not even just for us, just for what did he do? Just we're going to leave it at that. What did he actually do?
What did he do
while he was vice president that qualifies him to step his game up and become the president? Now, if we're doing it just to get rid of Trump, don't get me wrong, in some cases, that's the best thing for us. But at the same time, let's look at it for what it is. Let's stop trying to do that lesser of two evils, and let's just make a great somebody great. Like you said, it might have to be a situation when we get to the polls and start filling in our own motherfucking act. You feel me?
I know. Like, who you vote for? Me?
Right. 2020. Whatever.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so
2020.
Right. You're there.
I'm running
we
for
running,
president.
We're running,
yes.
Cab.
See, exactly. Which because
promo.
Kanye West talking about he running on the birthday party. I said we get the name our party. Hell,
huh.
I said we get the name party now. I know. I said like I said. I know there's the Green Party. I know there's the Republican Party. I know there's a Democratical Party. Now he said birthday party. I said, well, shit. What I want to name my party? Let's go.
Shit, next thing you know, he's finna move into the Dove House. I'm just saying, see, we can't be doing this shit. Oh,
exactly.
Stands him. I rebuke him. But yeah, I'm like I said, I mean, don't get me twisted. It sounds like a great idea. It would be a great idea. But no, I just can't do it. You're going to still have to convince me. Kanye, you need to call us up, 563-999-3411, and tell us why the hell we going to vote for you. I'm starting, like you said, I think it's a ploy. It could be a distraction, people. Pay attention. It could be a distraction. He was just hanging with Trump. Now you want to go against Trump? Maybe this is a distraction to get you to look at da-da-da. Look, okay, we're going Kanye. All the black folk going, okay, we're going for Kanye. We're going for Kanye. And then push come and shove. Right before the vote come up, he going to pull out, and then all we got left is Trump.
Man, I'm going to just tell y'all this, and then we're going to move on. Do your research on who you want. And if you're not satisfied, start calling some people out and saying, because social media is the best media that we can use. Start calling folks out and say, I want, can you think about it? Can you think about it? Let's stir something up in other people who dropped out, or stir something in other people who, you know, thinking about it, or, you know, have an inkling to just say, hey, throw your hat in there, try it. And we'll stand behind you, because I know y'all might need money, but there's millions if y'all talk. Because just like I'm saying, the social media talk, Jada Pinkett Smith admits to relationship with August Alsina on a Red Talk show, right? And do y'all know how fast? Do y'all know how fast the word, what is it, entitlement?
Entanglement?
Y'all know how fast entanglement went around the world? The word entanglement went around the world in 2.2 seconds. 50 Cent and Meek Mill shared their thoughts with Will Smith. So here's Will Smith. Yo, Will, you all right over there? Here's 50. Yeah, I'm cool. I appreciate your concern, my brother. But why she tell you that shit on show for everybody to see? We broke up, so she did her and I did me. Then she say she can get permission for somebody to blow her back out? Fuck you, 50. Wait, what I do? That's their conversation. Meek says, you know, entanglement, Jada being a woman and being real about her actions was refreshing to see a woman do in that type of situation. What? Jada being a woman and being real about her actions was refreshing to see a woman do it that type of situation. So you going to call it entanglement instead of what y'all was doing. Okay? Stop playing with me. That ain't no woman. That ain't no woman situation and being real. Being real is saying, yeah, I fucked this little boy. My bad. We wasn't together. That's being a real woman. I played this little boy's head. I probably broke his little heart. When my husband came back throwing the real dick, I was cool. I had to go back with Big Daddy Willie. That's real. But to call this boy's relationship an entanglement, stop it.
Right, right, right. Like you said, that's not the part that's keeping it real. Well, damn. Well, you know 50's going to draw anything. You dig? No matter what it is, 50 going to play with it. I want to see how this come out. All I can say is, Will, you can battle him in movies, but don't try to battle him with that microphone. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. Willie got some style, but I don't know. But, Meek, I'm going to say I got my eye on you, Meek. You slick, bro. You slick, bro. I see you. I see you, bro. The rest of the world may not see you. I'm like, oh, I like to see how that woman stepped out and was real ladylike with it. And she was real, you playing fuckboy right now. Come on, bro. Let's keep it
come
on. You playing fuckboy. You sliding right now. I hear it. I'm not one of these young cats. I hear it. He trying to slide
oh,
that little word to Jada.
That.
Hey, baby, I'm over here, baby. I'm over here, baby. I see you, mommy.
Right.
I ain't going to say shit.
I'm gonna get a mommy like you who can handle that, who can play games with me. You know, because that was a pimp. That word entanglement was a pimp move. Like, that's something a pimp
mm-hmm.
would say. Yeah, we just had a little
mm-hmm.
entanglement. You know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't nothing. It ain't, it's cool. You know, it ain't nothing but a thing. You know, come on through, boo. When you get that's
right.
some pimp stuff right there. And then you look at Will like, really, Will? You just gonna let that slide? And then like a real dude would be like, really, baby? That's what we calling it? Like, and Will looking like he about to start crying, you know, on the show. Like, come on,
mm-hmm.
I get it. Like, that's some like a player, a madam player would say. I'm like, yeah, that's
well,
she from Detroit. Is that where she from? I said, yeah, she went Detroit bougie. She went Detroit educated on everybody. I was like, go ahead, girl. I see you. She went hood
well,
education. I see you.
Well, two things to me. One is, can you really trust what they say? I mean, they're both high power actors. Come on now. Let's look at it for what it is now. They're both high power actors. Can you really believe what they say? So anything they put out, try to look like they're going to cry. They do this shit for a living, yo. This is what they do for a living, yo. Can you believe that shit? Really, really? And then number two, I think most people are on it because most people want to see great people fall.
Yeah.
Remember, at one point, they were like the greatest power couple. Before fucking Jay and B, before Barack and Michelle, there was Will and Jada. That was the power couple. They're both beautiful. They had beautiful kids. They both were making money. They're doing what they do. They couldn't be touched until the sex scandal stuff came out. And now the sex scandal came out, it's like they're trying to use that to bring them down. Like you said, the best thing that they can do is just come out and say, this is who we are. Live with it.
Yes.
I'm
exactly.
not
going to
sugarcoat it. A lot of you motherfuckers wish you with us right now. A lot of you women or men wish you could do what we just did right now. But
yes.
you can't. Don't be mad. This is our lifestyle. It is what it is. Matter of fact,
but
it might help sell more movies. They ain't going to let you in that church. They ain't going to name no new churches after y'all. But
it's keeping it 100 with each other. like he understands mm-hmm. who she. To me, it's like they went to the depths of understanding who they were at that very moment when she said that, and he looked at her, and they still pounded at the end. I was like, because they understand each other. They went to the depths of understanding each other's spirit, soul, and body, and a lot of people don't understand that. That's why he could look at her and be like, for the better or the worse of the marriage, because I know mm-hmm. who you was at a time and you had to become. I know who I was and I had to become, but now that we become, stuff in our life is going to come up, but how are we going to explain it is how it's going to define how we move forward. And she
right.
said, entanglement. Go ahead on, girl. All right, so let's I love that. That's something I would have said, Jesus. Young boy says never broke again, says label declined his attempt to acquire his masters. Young boy never broke again, may just be 20 years old, but he's one of the highest hip-hop acts. As a result, the rapper is seeking full ownership of his art, but he says record labels aren't willing to budge. He claimed that he was willing to give his record label his next four albums for free in exchange for his mistake, he says, for his masters, he says the offer was declined. he said, for the next four albums for free, all I want is my masters, and still got told no, dirty game. Youngboy didn't name a specific label or publishing company in his post, but it's unclear who owns his masters. But it's assumed that Youngboy is speaking about Atlantic Records, where he is rumored to have signed a five-album, $2 million deal. In 2016, the deal sparked a lot of controversies where the rapper first signed with the label because fans and other artists felt like he was worth more than what he was offered. Now it seems like Youngboy is willing to take the shot just to have more leverage in the future.
Yeah, yeah. All you can do is say, make better deals. That's all you can say. It's a big example. Like we always say, they always try to be like, you know, such and such is too old for the industry, blah, blah, blah. Once you hit a certain age, you're too old. You're not too old to ever do anything. Look at the Rolling Stones. You're never too old to do a damn thing. Never let nobody convince you of that bullshit. What you're too old for is to go for that bullshit. That's what it is. That's what they mean by when they say artists are too old, because you're not going to be quick to eager to run in there and just sign some shit. Just imagine if you're an artist and a label comes in and someone, I'm artist, I'm this big label, here, I'm finna give you a deal, you finna make all this money, you finna be famous, we got your videos ready to go, we got everything on deck, all you do is sign this and we can have everything going in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
A young dude ain't finna read that contract, he's just gonna sign. An old cat gonna go, oh, in an hour, that means I got 55 minutes to read this contract. I'll get back to you in 57 minutes. The young cat's just going to sign it, and that's what happened. Now, as far as them giving him his masters, I could have told you they weren't going to do that. Your best albums are your first five albums. Because that's where your fan base mm-hmm. is really built from. That's where your longevity revenue is going to come from. Those are going to probably be the songs that are going to be in movies, little clips and things like that. So that's why they're not going to give him those masters back, no. And you can't really shun the label too much, because you've got to look at it for what it is. This shit is a business, and the business is about
mm-hmm.
making money. If you're not making money, you're not a good business. So why would they go from making money to just because you want to just to say something's morally correct? And morality has nothing to do a lot of times with making money. It's
okay.
The adds and the negatives. When it comes to making money, it's the ads and the negatives. Everything you want to add, anything negative has got to go. So if they could make, over there, look at it like this, over the next 20 years off his masters, how much we going to make? We're going to make $100 million? Okay, what if we give him the masters? What are we going to get in return for that $100 million? Four free albums, and all his greatness is already gone probably. Who knows how good these four albums are, how much money that's going to generate. We've all seen albums, people drop albums, don't make no money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's how the label sees it. So all the time people go, oh, label's there to make the money. They're power money players. You're jumping in the water with a shark right away. So you got to know what you're doing. That's why they say they have the lawyers and the people in position, so you don't end up like this guy right here.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't make him a bad person. It just shows, you know, he was eager to get on, so he didn't know what he was doing. And they threw $5 million in his face, and he was like, oh, yeah, shit, I bet you his first album generated more than $5 million.
Wow. Yeah.
See, now they got, what, how many, 3 other albums other than that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that goes into play. Ooh. But, yeah. So I'd be feeling for these guys, but at the same time, I'd be looking at them like, who would you have representing you at that moment? That's who you're
right.
mad at.
Because you should have your representation tell you what's the best thing. And usually, you know, when you're young coming in, you ain't trying to hear. All you are seeing is dollar signs. And that's what gets
mm-hmm.
a lot of these rappers out here. All they're seeing is dollar signs. They're not seeing when someone says, you know what, keep doing this on your own. Be your own person for a little bit longer. They're like, nah, I'm with this. And they feel like being with the label makes them who they are. No, you are. The label is chasing you. So you are who you are. Like, your music or your artistry speaks for themselves. If they're coming after you, that means you should be able to set your deal as high as you need to set it. And then make sure that you have a And I don't want people to keep telling you you're the next best thing and somebody's better than you. No, your talent will make room for you. If you really is giving it, if you really giving it your all, can't no one tell you that your talent can't make room for you because they don't like it. I'm here to tell you today on 7/13/2020, your talent and your gifts can make room for you. Whether you push somebody out the way or whether you just stand there and do what you need to do. But don't let no one tell you that your gifts and talents can't make room for you because they didn't give them to you. God did. Just putting it out there.
Right. Ooh, I like how you said that. I mean, like, here's something to add on to that, and we'll keep sliding with it. I can probably say there's probably a million bands out there between bands and single artists. Like you said, you don't have to be number one. You just got to get in that top 100. And that's just a goal, you know what I mean? After you get to that top 100, then make it, try to say, okay, my next goal can be, you know, it's something to strive for, but it doesn't
mm-hmm.
determine who you are. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of great artists that made a lot of money, became famous, did a lot of great things beyond just music that did not make it to number one. I can't name none of them, but I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there. But I like how you said that, though. You just, there's a lane for you. Do that. Do the best you can and make that lane for yourself. I mean, yeah, look at it. Shit, there's out here this Fat Joe. There was, at one point, okay, there's like Fat Joe, 50 Cent, Jay-Z, Kanye, B.O.B., Common, we'll say Chance the Rapper, all these guys out here, they're all doing their thing at the same damn time.
Yeah.
You just got to find your lane and ride it. That's all. I like how you said that.
What's his name? DJ Khaled can
mm-hmm.
have a lane. Damn it, anybody can have a lane because all he says is DJ Khaled. I don't see him doing anything
yeah,
else. Like he done something else before. I'm sorry, that's all I see him doing now.
Right, but Khaled got deep history, though. Khaled, like a lot of people don't know, like that's why I love DJ Khaled. He got deep history, man. He used to be fucking for Terror Squad, Fat Joe. That's where he really came from. I can't say who he was fucking with before that, but that's where he really came from. He wasn't getting what he wanted out of the, you know, where he was at, so he ventured out, ended up with the Young Money. When they first Young Money first came out with all them big hits they had. That was DJ Khaled. So he was building up his repertoire. There's a couple other artists. I think he might have did Big Pun, some other artists. And then, you know, so by the time we seen him, he had been through the mud already. Come up, giving out doing beats for people wasn't really making much money, da da da. So, oh my goodness. So yeah, I really love his story. Like, a lot of people don't know it, but yeah, yeah. So I understand why he'd be like another one and say a lot of shit, because he finally got a chance to get recognized and he took it. He deserved it.
Exactly. And for us people who don't know him, he has a story to say, hey, this is my story. You see what I'm saying? This is my story.
Mm-hmm.
My gifts and talents made room for me. Some people don't even know who I am. And they play, look at, like I said, look at them like, DJ Khaled, who in the hell are you, sir? Who are you?
Right,
and then,
right.
Like you said, you told me his story. His gifts made room for him. He busted his ass. That's what you got to do. You got to bust your ass to make your gift
mm-hmm.
and your talent come through. And with that, the sponsors of Monsters Radio, who makes their gift come through, is the Solomon Speaks LLC, Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. They're making their dreams make room for them. But unfortunately, we have, oh, and then the dream from the Alabama guy, who two man, one feet, who walked from Alabama to Minneapolis, has made it here this weekend. He was here. He went to different sites. He went to the Jamar Clark's site, was in North Minneapolis. He went to our South Minneapolis. He went to the Mall of America. He walked across the country to get to the spot where George Floyd passed away. It made headlines all over the world, and Minneapolis, Minnesota showed up. They showed out. And he was overwhelmed by all the love that we gave him. Sunday afternoon, when they walked there, it was full of people. He went to the site, and he made it. He was extremely emotional, and it was just great and amazing. He said the amount of love was phenomenal. A lot of people took pictures with him. Seeing some people marched alongside of him, marched behind him, screaming one man, 2 feet. So it was very, very wonderful for him to finally made it here. We showed him mad love over the weekend. Big ups to all who was involved with getting him here. And we just showed out for him. We showed him mad love, and he's going to be definitely written in our history. I don't know what history books we can write him in, but in our history, he's going to be made, you know, he's history now. I'm walking that far and deciding to say, hey, this is what I stand for, and people standing behind him saying, great job. I mean, just imagine if that would have been 1,000 men, picking up 1,000 men from every city he dropped in, and how the men would have been able to make a statement. Picking up. I mean, maybe that's something that we can think about putting together, you know, just marches that mean something, that meant something when it got here. And hopefully it'll switch the minds of folks and how they're behaving, you know, because Minneapolis right now, y'all, we ain't doing good. We ain't doing good. There was someone got over on our north side today, owner of a barbecue store on over north was upset because his workers didn't come in and he was doing all the work, frustrated. A customer came in, you know, complaining about his order, and the owner cut him with a knife. And the police came and was trying to get to the ones who was the injured, the one who got cut. There was no ambulance that came to check on his lip, on his face. There was they put his cousin who was with him in the police car because they broke a window and kicked the door open. Okay, what did you expect them to do? You just cut me, bro. I don't know if there was an arrest for the owner, but that's the kind of stuff that's going on. A mom and a child was shot A guy shot his girlfriend. The baby was born, but the mom died. Like, those crazy things is going on in Minneapolis, and we're asking why. That's the question, why. And Biden, what can you do to help our governor with that? Trump, what can you do? Kanye, what can you do? These are our why questions. Why should we vote for you? Why?
Right. I think what our city needs right now, I think with all everything going on, I think we need National Night Out. Usually seems like National Night Out brings the communities together. It gets people out, see their neighbors, so on and so forth, chance to have a conversation. Because right now, like you said, where all this extra crime's coming from and all this other, it's like, if we could talk, okay, we already know the police right now is on fallback. I'm just going to say it. It is what it is. And the Twin Cities right now, they're on fallback. They're relishing on all the activity that's going on right now. To me, they're sitting back and they're going, see, this is why we was doing what we was doing. They're like, turn up, let them turn up. We ain't coming. We ain't really pulling up like that. We pull up, y'all get to acting wild, we pulling off.
Yep.
You dig? To say, okay, go ahead, do what you got to do.
I told you so.
Yeah, so I think right now what we need is, I think, a national night out so everybody can get to see each other and talk. You know what I mean? Because we got to come to something. Or it's going to get like all the other places we say we don't want to be like. Got to grip it now. And like now, okay, I don't know how we're going to do it. I ain't going to make no GoFundMe page or not like that, but I'm just saying that was a bad joke. But we need to do more of the community kind of stuff like we used to have, like the Way, Bethune, Hospitality House, Jerry Gamble's, these type of things in all the communities because it gives the kids something to do. And you got other people that are mentors that can, you know what I mean, help the kids deal with stress, help deal with certain things, where they have like basketball extra sports programs or, you know, boxing, all those type of things, or just learn how to swim, play pool, other type of things. I think that was one of the great things that kept me out of trouble was going to Jerry Gamble's Hospitality House, The Way, down at Bethune when they used to have, like, the drill teams and all that type of stuff. So I think that's what we missed. I think they took a lot of that stuff out of a lot of communities, and that's where the kids are getting bored, and they're trying to find other things to do. And it's, unfortunately, it turns into malice.
And then what else is not helping us is the COVID. COVID is really putting a hindrance on a lot of stuff, that the kids, you know, would have, but they can't have it. They can't have it right now. National Night Out would be great, but it would have to be in a different sense. You know what I mean? Everybody have to have their masks on, and because COVID is ramping itself back up. It's like in its second phase. So now that it's in the second phase again, we have to how can we then again make it where we're still feeling each other but being cautious?
Well, see, this is what we have to do. Everybody stand on your own porch. We're going to get a DJ, and we're going to put him on a cart. You understand me? And we're going to push him up and down your block. Yeah, we're going to push him up and down your block. National Night Out quarantine.
We may have to do that. That's what's up. I like that idea. We also have a couple of people who passed away. It's getting close to the end of the show. You guys, oh, no, we got 19 minutes. Okay. Kelly Preston. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I am a big John Travolta fan. his wife passed away. Kelly Preston. He always says he love her life, and she will always be remembered. She fought a fight with cancer, and he thanks all the medical centers that helped her. He adds that he'll be taking some time to be there for the children, but please know that he's feeling the outpouring of love. In weeks and months, he's got to heal ahead. Her breast cancer battle ended. You know, she was in a few movies herself. They have been married for 29 years. Was diagnosed with cancer 2 years ago. They never revealed it to the public. They want to keep it private. Kelly is known for her role in Jerry Maguire as Jerry's girlfriend. And she also starred in the movie For the Love of the Game and in Cat in Hat. They have three children together, Jet, Ella Blue, and Benjamin, who had autism, and Jet passed with a seizure. So they have had, she was 57, they have had definitely a lot of tragedy. Also, Lisa Marie Presley, that's Elvis Presley's daughter, her son Benjamin died at 27 from suicide all today. Elvis Presley's grandson had died of apparent suicide. He had appeared to die in the Calabasas from a self-inflicted gun wound. Not much is known about that fact that he got a super famous family. He's the son of Lisa. His sister is Riley, who's been in a number of Indian horror families and has been living a low profile throughout the years, is known for his famous grandpa. He doesn't look like Elvis at all. He's been like a quiet storm. He was also known as a musician. He even struck a record deal back in 2009 for $5 million. He got a couple acting gigs under his name, but other than that, he's been quiet. He was 27. And then another, Nelson and Winnie's daughter, Zindizi Mandela, has died at 59. And she is remembered one of the struggles. You know, she's just remembered as one of the daughters. She had battled heroin in her own right. So she has some situations that was going on for just all the things that has happened in her life. And they said the cause of death is unknown right now. So we're going to take a moment of silence for those who have passed away today. Okay, and with that, we're going to take a music break. All right,
what you got for us, DJ?
Lecrae and YK Osiris, Set Me Free Radio. What's that number they can... What's that number?
I don't know.
I don't either. Bye.
They won't let me be. Won't you set me free?
I know she just did not mute me. 563-999-3411. Monsters Radio Live, Monsters Monday. The hill.
Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much. I swear these people let my go. That's on me. That's on mama's. Oh, my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight, get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I roll with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? pray this on me. Pray this on me. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah. Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was brown for me. Brown for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lectures, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles,
shackles
off
on my feet, yeah. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Take them shackles off my feet. Monstrous Monday, brought to you by MonstrousRadioLive.com. Make sure you go over there and check out our 24-hour stream. It's free. I'm just saying, it's free. So, all right, Monstrous Monday. What else we got over there? It's unbelievable. I'm waking up now. I'm waking up now. slowly but surely, I'm with y'all.
Obie Trice sentenced to 90 days in jail behind December shooting. So Detroit Obie Trice will serve 90 days sentenced for possession of illegal firearms after a shooting last December. Trice originally pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor gun charge last month. He carries a three-month jail sentence and a $100 fine. Trice was given a sentence yesterday. Will be credit 5 days to a time served in lieu of the time served during his initial arrest in February. Trice was originally charged in February following a shooting incident which led to his girlfriend's 18-year-old son being shot in the groin. The teen filed a restraining order against the Detroit-based MC, stating that Trice had unpredictable behavior while he's drinking.
Shit. I mean, yeah. What is? Oh, damn. That's all I can say is damn. I mean, because, you know, fuck. I mean, I don't know what to say. That's so many therapy sessions in itself. And I ain't trying to say too much, you know, because we kind of famous. We might fuck around and come across Obi one day. You'd be like, I heard that shit you said. Well, it's like Wendy Williams, bro. This is our job. You know what I mean? It's our job. We're keeping you guys relevant. That's what I'm going to plead. This bodyguard's punching me in the face. But no, I mean, damn. Shot. Your girlfriend in the groin.
Too much. Too much. Yeah. But we got another one who's using guns who can't, don't know how to use guns. Listen to this one.
Oh, no.
Tory Lane arrested on gun charge ends night out with Meg Thee Stallion. Tory Lane's got busted after an. Alleged argument outside a house probably led to cops finding a gun in his car, and Megan Thee Stallion was there too. We've learned that they got a police disturbance outside Hollywood Hills at 4:30 when officers arrived. We told witnesses reported while arguing in an SUV, but so someone fired a shot in the air, and the vehicle took off. Our law enforcement says cops got a description of the SUV and located shorter afterwards and found the rapper along with another woman were told Meg had a cut on her foot believed to be from broken glass on the ground of the vehicle. When cops searched, they found a gun. Our sources say Lanes was taken to jail and booked for carrying a concealed weapon in a vehicle of felony. It's interesting, early on Sunday night, Megan and Tori appeared together on her Instagram Live with Kylie Jenner and what appears to be a pool party. The reported gunshots were apparently fired several miles away in Hollywood Hills. They reached out, but no one is talking. This dude, he's stupid as hell. Oh, sorry. My bad.
Oh, no. Nah, Tori. Well, first of all, I just want to say, I don't know why they're going to throw in there, oh, Megan had a cut on her foot. Okay, so what? She got a tough-ass pinky toe. You dig? It didn't matter anyway. Little motherfucker just hanging on by a nub. It don't matter. You dig? It don't matter. Relax. but, I mean, that's all they probably gonna get him on is having a gun that wasn't registered or whatever that may be. Depending, you know, obviously by state law that's what it is, or they wouldn't be able to run him in with it. So that most likely is not Georgia or nothing like that. But the whole thing is, it's not gonna mean nothing. Okay, they say somebody fired off a shot. Who are they after? They're after the person who fired off the shot. They're not for sure if this is the truck it came from. It just fits the description that they say that pulled off. Now, can they prove that that person who fired that shot got in that truck? Number two, all they got to do is test the hand, because whoever fired the shot, his hand's going to have gunpowder residue on his hand. So once they get to the police station, they're going to test Tori. You got gun residue on your hand? No, then you obviously was not the one who fired the shot. Let him go.
Yeah.
So the other charge is probably whatever else that they pulled out. Like, they probably going to tell him next, oh, you being charged for being out and during COVID. That's what they do now.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
That's what they doing now. Everything got COVID with it. Tickets, everything. You got COVID. You was out during
you
COVID.
Got COVID. You got COVID. You got COVID. You got COVID. We all got COVID. Naya Rivera. She went missing over last week. She was part of the Glee cast, her and her son went out. This is an updated situation. Her and her son went out on a pontoon. They found the son on the pontoon by himself, but her body was not there. They found her body just over the weekend, so that her parents can have a burial, but they said there was no apparent suicide. they said, the little boy said she jumped in. I think she jumped in, didn't think the water was that deep. Excuse me. And she never came back up. So they did find her body.
Horror story.
So another rest in peace moment.
Oh.
And we done. And that is all of who's bumping who, who's bumping, who's getting fat. I said we had a lot tonight. I told him it was going to be juicy. So it was juicy.
Killer story. Wasn't that kid like 4 years old or something like that? How old was the kid?
He was three.
Three, yeah. See? Oh, can you imagine that?
I don't want to.
Why? Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because not only is that something that he has to live with, that is something that, you know, I watched my mom die. Who does that? You know what I mean? Like, I watched my mom die. She never came back up. Where was they to get her to come back up? Like, that is a tragic moment right there. To say my mommy jumped in and never came back. And then to say, oh, now she's dead? Like, what? Like, where, like, and then, you know, the tragedy, and he probably never want to see water, you know? So it's like this trauma and that he has to live through at a young age. and not having a mom at a young age. I mean, that's hard. That's hard for grown folks when your mom passed away, let alone a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, sadness.
Yeah. So I guess let's try to change the tempo a little bit. Let's see what we got. Let's see what this guy right here is on.
Whoa, 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 it's Big Fly the Phyllis Youngin. You can find my music on all your favorite streaming platforms. You can also hear more of me with DJ E Monster and the Monstars on Monstars Radio, online radio with a roar. Let's go.
Monstrous Monday. Don't forget to go to SoLetMeSpeak.com.
I step in it to get a second picture. I wasn't shit a little while ago. It ain't just on me, it's similar, mama. I'm talking like all of my follicles. If I hit her, I'ma knock her down. She gon' fall in line like some dominoes. I'ma take her where she tryna go. Let's go. She feeling me just like a physical. I'm a physician, she told me she's sick of you. I'm a prescription, I'm making her better. Now she addicted to digging her bladder. Tryna so bad like kiss her belly. First time I hit, she was tricking already. She throw to that back like a no-look pass. I catch it. She a free, free. She gon' do it for the camera like Freak Neat. Oh, ski, 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 ski. Baby girl's gone wild. Let me see. Oh, she a free, free. Freaky. Do it for the camera like Freak Neat. Oh, yeah. Ski, ski, yeah. Ski, yes, girl, yeah. Girl, go wild, baby, yeah. Let me, yeah, see. Yeah. Oh, hey. Ride that dick like you did it before. I call you a pro before I call you a hoe. I'm the type to hit it once and never call you no more.
You ain't shit.
Tell me something I ain't already know. Look like that ass came straight from the motherland. Are you cornbread fed from the southern land? Got a real pretty face in your waist, I get a tight grip, beat it like a nightstick. Got fun, put in work, work, like the night shift. Put lower ass, too righteous. Let me see your registration and your license.
94-41.
Okay, everything checks out. Move along. She a free, free. She gon' do it for the camera like Freak Neat. Oh, ski, 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 ski. Baby girl's gone wild. Let me see. Oh, she a free, free.
Freaky.
Do it for the camera like Freak Neat. Oh, ski, ski, ski. Girl, go wild, baby, let me see. Oh, showing off, off,
off.
Showing titties, shaking ass like it's Mardi Gras. Oh, to shake it like a dog. See, girls gone wild, baby, okay. Take it out. Well, she gon' okay. Suck a seed through a straw on a Sunday. Throw that ass at magic on Monday. She gon' give a trip to blues on Tuesday. By Wednesday, she checking in her suitcase. I'ma fuck her like I'm fresh out. Beat it like a gorilla, I hit it with my chest out. Slap her on her ass and do the wave like my hair style. Drop it in her end zone soon as she touch down. Okay, freak, free. She gon' do it for the camera like Freak Neat. Oh, ski, 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 ski. Baby girl's gone wild. Let me see. Oh, she a freak, freak.
Freaky.
Do it for the camera like Freak
Neat. So that's Freak Neat, Fearless Youngin'. Independent artist with a roar, with an underground artist above ground, and they making quake. So we will have some more interviews coming up here real soon. We're getting quite a few requests from some of the artists that we're exposing here, so be on the lookout for that coming up. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, another day down. You got me for the rest of the week.
Woo-hoo.
So, we're going to make it good this week. So, let's see, what's tomorrow? Takeover Tuesday, where they can take over the show. Probably the only place where you can call in and just put yourself on blast. I'm just saying, damn. Build your brand. Let's see, what else we got? We got a topic for tomorrow. There you go.
Well, the topic that we've been talking about on Tuesday that's really been helping, you know, a lot of people when I talk to them is we've been talking about the school system and really, like, what is the expectations? What are the things that each state is doing, and they're doing it differently. I'm like, We talked about the height of bread here, the behavior of the kids. What do we, you know, how different things as parents, how they're feeling. So we're really like going in, talking about getting the parents' feel of going back to school, because most people start in August. We start in September, mm-hmm. but most August is here. So we basically get a feel of how they're feeling and give them some ideas of, as educators, what we can do for your kids, and what we can do for them, considering they may have to be home, and who's going to be able to stay at home?
Right, right. Yeah, because they're talking about doing, like, mixing it up, partial virtual learning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to hear about that. What's the whole plan on that one? So we can discuss it. Hopefully we can get into that a little bit tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Anything else on our way up out of her?
Okay, remember on Inspirational Sunday, the word for the week is affirm, affirmation. Do your affirmation statement and do your affirmation word. And here's what we decided to, this is what our affirmation phrase was this week. Today, I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. That is our affirmation for this week. Y'all, let's get it. Let's go. See y'all tomorrow. Well, let me speak.
And I already got compliments on that show already. I did, for real.
Wonderful.
Somebody hit me up today and was like, it was a good show. It was short, but it was good.
30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes. It's a 30 minute. I mean, we'll work up to an hour, but right now I just want them to be inspired, you know, for that quick minute. You know, because to me, you know, inspiration is that quick minute, because that's what we grab every morning, is that quick minute out the door. So I'll just give them a quick minute out the door, 30 minutes of inspiration, wellness, wholeness, and health, a holistic approach to it.
Right. Okay. Okay. Something new here on Sunday, Monster US Radio Podcast, live. So, alright, don't forget, go to SoLetMeSpeaks.com, go to MonstarsRadio.com, eMonster.com, Google, or anything else. You can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
yeah.
And in some cases, Snapchat, and I don't know. I got the TikTok, I'm so
I'm too old for TikTok. TikTok to me is like the devil. I don't know. I'm sorry. TikTok
wow.
to me, got ooh. I'll talk about that. I'll talk about my feelings about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Man, don't say it like that. I rebuke you. I got TikTok on my phone.
You can rebuke me.
I had TikTok on my phone.
And I had to take it off. It's the devil. I thought people was watching me. But I'm telling you, I will talk to you guys about that later. I think that is just, I think it's the devil. But I'll tell y'all my reasons why tomorrow.
Stop saying that.
You got the devil on your phone. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to cancel your subscription. Soon in the mile, y'all. Don't judge us. Pray for us. At least pray for me.
Yeah, he
got
the devil
on
his phone. Peace.
Stop it. I just threw up in my mouth.
We love y'all. Bye.